Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2. This is the Frontline Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
You already know, y'all. Y'all in the mix with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. It's Frontline Fridays. Y'all know how we get down. Make sure you call us up at 47-850-1521. 478-50-1521. We got crazy music. We've been getting a lot of submissions. Shout out to all the people who have been submitting their music. When we act, you can jump in the chat room now. Go to www.com/spot. We definitely gonna get it. It's one artist that submitted their music, and when I first heard it, I was like, wow, this is definitely a banger right cut. And what we look for when you guys do submit your music is we look for the productions, we look for if it's radio, and we look for if it's memorable. You know, we'll play a couple of songs after that to see if we remember the song. So right now I'm about to get into showcasing one of the more talented artists, you know, that have submitted their music. So we're going to jump right into this. It's Frontline Fridays with your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We're about to get into some King David right here called Push. Y'all going to like this. Reach out to Alabama. Let's get it in, man.
Yeah, man. Entertainment, man, you feel me? You already know how I get it in, man. You know what I'm talking about? I already know, yeah, it's hard, man. You feel me? Like, for real, bro. But you still gotta push that thing, man. You can't stop that shit, man. Keep pushing, yeah.
Keep going.
I know. For real, y'all probably ain't never heard me do no shit like this before, you know what I'm saying?
Like, man,
for real, man, it's so new, man.
From King David, man.
Straight up.
Y'all feel me, man?
Everybody out here doing their thing, man. Big up to you, man. Straight up, man. Push that thing, man.
Feel me?
And I know it's hard. I already know.
Keep going.
Hell yeah, it hurts. Yeah.
Lord knows how I made it out of that shoe. 85 crew, get something drastic. Me and Mario grew rocks in the plastic. Hey, Annette, later, I love you. Remember all the bullshit we done been through? Remember the day daddy got shot, man? I ain't even much know what the fuck I was gonna do. Then the next thing you know, Mario did. What the fuck that mean, man? I'm scared. I'm a hard out, cold and shit. Doing food, trying to control this shit. Draped up all black, cell phone bouts. Lick shots at you, cause I'm pissed off. Run your pocket, motherfucker, gotta get paid. Need a paint job and some 20-inch blade. Feel good when you're stunning, shoot. Hit the club, blow a lot of money, shoot. But that ain't nothing but a passing fly from a crime. And my heart still cold. Remember, put iron on Rico. Strip club, butt naked, lickin' for the dough. Came back, chop them down. Self-defense, moved out of town. And where I look, seemed like bullshit. Same shit when I looked in the pulpit. And when I thought that was it, then my dog had one. Man, motherfuck this shit. And it's added to make me strong. I got that wild damn wrote this song. Stay prayed up all day long. Get money till I'm gone, hell yeah, it hurts.
Straight up.
Push. Hell yeah, it hurts. But you gotta
prostitutes, and these pimps, and these hustle, man, you know. And
every day you get up
hard out here, so man, I already know, man. Motherfuckers got churning and feed them to my. Everybody trying to do what they gotta do, man, but. Don't give up, man. You feel me? You gotta keep pushing, man. You gotta stay prayed up, man. With everything you do, man, push, man. That's on some life, some pray until the storm passes. You know what I mean? Like,
keep smiling, man. You got to smile.
Keep going. Even when it's time to frown, sometimes you guys gotta smile,
keep
man.
Keep
I can smile.
Keep going.
You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, man, doing their motherfucking thing, man. Like, is this something different, man? I just felt like doing something different on this thing, man. R.I.P. my group, man. Mario, man. R.I.P. my daddy, man. You know what I'm saying? King Davis the first, man.
Straight up.
You know what I mean? We get it in like this right here, man.
I told you I was gonna do this with like this, man. I got it. I'm ready to go, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm not right, hoping I'm not even close. They say a change gon' come, well, they don't got my vote, yeah. the shit I couldn't talk about to you. Cause if I went and did it, it'd do something to you. If you ask me and wish things all the way I see, this is the reason to extend this whole World War III. Cause then we got what we wanted, why the truth still there? And why the gas so high, and why the youth still tear? I'm not talking to God, homie, I'm talking to you. And what I'm talking about, it's simply the truth. Well, the pastor's still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gate. Cause they say I'm living wrong, well shit won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away. Far away from here, I misbehave. This lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church. Good morning, good morning. When the sunset, I dawned and I'm roaring. Get the metaphors that I'm flowing, I'm zoning, I'm blessed to be a microphone. As I notice, I consider myself a poet. I'm focused, who puts poetry in motion. They hope and I fall off, and that shit hurts. Like, what the hell you mean? Put in the work. Well, I wanna take a bar, feeling like a house phone, cause you got a bunch of zeros sitting next to a star. I am my worst critic, I don't wanna admit it. I try and say something meaningful in each and every lyric. Education so high, cost of living is too. Didn't know God was expensive to live through you. Well, how much does it cost to wash away my sins so I can start over renew this Sunday morning? Cause the pastor's still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gate. Cause they say I'm living wrong, well shit won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away. Far away from here, I misbehave. This lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church. How much more can I take now? I mean, like, I just wanna break down. They say we in the last days now, but this the making of a great now. I know you gon' relate now. I mean, I know they gon' hate now. I mean, sometimes I wanna break down, but I can't cause there's no time for breaks now. The pastor's still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates. Cause they say I'm living wrong, well shit won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away. Far away from here, I misbehave. This lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church. Gonna take him to church. Hey, gonna take him to church. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Gonna take him to church. Dear God. Yeah.
Already know Indy at his finest, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. I'm your host, Ebony D. And that right there was Kylie Dreams, man. Definitely a hot track called Taking the Church. You can network with Kylie Dreams at Kylie underscore dreams. That's at K-A-L-E underscore D-R-E-A-M-V dreams. Make sure you hit them up there. And also, if you're in the chat room, we definitely post the link to the artists where you can network with them and chop it up with them. A Star is Born for Kylie Dreams. We're about to pay some bills real fast, and we'll be right back with more independent music. You heard it first right here on Diva Spot Radio. Let's go.
Hey, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays? Would you like to get an interview and also get spins? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you got to do is send your music to DivaSpotEnt1@gmail.com. Again, that's DivaSpotEnt1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. First thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Pay Black and get paid for your spins. Now how does that sound? Let's get it crunked and turn it up. Let's go.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, what's what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website designs, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
We've built it and you've come. Phenomenal Radio.
West Texas Movement.
When you see me, salute. It's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
I'm at an instant, you did, but I guess that it's time to reconsider thinking this. I reckon you're heading to heaven, bringing it back to the number 7. When I drop, kick your ass like this was a game of second, I'm a weapon. Aggression shown with little or no discretion, repossession by the demon, it makes me question my well-being. I believe in Jesus, but repentance can't be the reason you're still breathing. Tears of sleeping for forgiveness, just too bad that I'm not so cold, and I don't forget that easily. Christ, that says, look off your face, you know you want to be with me. Coming to compose it to these evil deeds. I don't give fucks about thinking of stuff that'll make these people see. Equally, we're under God, but legally, I plunder. Just become your boss and jump your ass with a buck, good somersault. In the doorway, you hung your cross. Murderous foreplay, wonderful. Heard of the sports, they probably not. Yes, it's rough. Scary truth, I laugh out loud. Scared a dude, I have him now, nowhere to move.
Hold him,
understand about today's modern society. You gotta get used to musical variety. It's piracy, what all these rappers try to be. Only one Ice Cube, only one Tupac, only one Nisham, only one Snoop Dogg, only one Ghost Unknown, and that's the art of new frauds. Only one true God, watching above, no stopping the dub. I'm stopping the hate, pop popping slugs, dropped in a grave on top of the mud. I'm off in a haze and I brought that blood.
Kill them all, kill them all.
You already know how we getting down. It's Diva Spot Radio. I'm your host, Diva Berry K. That was just the 403 mob right there. Want to be a victim. Big shout out to them, man. You can network with the 403 mob. Hit them up on Twitter, www.twitter.com@403mob. Again, that's 403mob. They actually out of North Carolina. Big shout out to North Carolina. North Carolina is on the rise. We've been getting a lot of submissions from NC, but I've been seeing North Carolina do a lot of stuff in the industry too. So hit them up, hit up Big Daddy, tell them Demon Mary Kay sent you, aka Ebony B. That's www.twitter.com/403mob, or you can put in at 403mob. It's open mic tonight, so y'all can definitely air it out. You know, call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the one button, y'all, to get your mic open, to air it out tonight, give your shout-outs, promote yourself. You know how we get down. Diva Spot Radio, we interview, showcase, and promote independent artists and independent businesses. And this is how we get down. Let's get into some more hot music. I don't know. I got a whole slew of music right now. Matter of fact, we're going to take it to Brick City. We're going to take it to Jersey. Big shout out to Jersey showing all that love to Diva Spot Radio. We definitely appreciate y'all. And D-Bonds is definitely holding it down over there. So let's go ahead and get into this right here. I'm a G, D-Bonds. Let's go.
Watch while I move.
Before that, I played with B-Bonds. I'm a G. Y'all can actually check out B-Bonds. We got a website. All you got to do is go to www.bbonds, that's B-O-N-D-Z, Bonds, bbonds.com. Check out everything he got going on. Big shout out to Brick City. And, of course, you're tuning in live to Be The Spot Radio, where we play nothing but the finest in indie music. We interview, showcase, and promote. And big shout out to Miss Queen T Pomo, I definitely seen you. And big shout out to my kings over there at Grind Hard Radio. They do such a great job at Ladies Night. Of course, it's open mic, so I'm definitely going to open the line for you so you guys can air it out. Promote yourself, say what's on your mind. And I definitely want to talk about this whole situation. Everybody blaming Bobby Brown for Whitney dying. Don't blame Bobby, man. I'm hurt like a mug that Whitney died. But don't blame Bobby. Bobby is not the reason that Whitney died. Don't act like we all ain't had people who used drugs or got high in our family and died behind it. So let's go to the hotlines. You definitely don't want to be a victim. Let's go ahead and open it up. This is how we do. 646-531. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you calling from? 646-531. Can you hear me?
Hey.
What's going on, King? Holla at us.
What is this?
What's going on? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Farley.
Huh? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's going on?
What's cracking?
What's going on? Air it out.
Air it out. We in it. We loaded.
Cool. Let's go to the next call. Let's open up the line.
Yo, we there? Are we live?
We here. What's your name?
Are we live right now?
Yeah, we live.
You didn't even know who that was, that last call. That's Parlay. He got songs with Chris Brown. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Old Tiger bitch ass stole a motherfucking the motherfucking Chris Brown feature, you know what I'm saying? That's Parlay. That's Parlay right there. That's the one that got the motherfucking track with everybody. That boy just hit World Star and all that.
That's what's up, Parlay. Make yourself
known,
man.
Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Look, these are airwaves. This ain't West Coast airwaves right here. So we can air these bitch ass mo. Hey, look, Tiger's bitch ass. He done stole the shit, right?
Yeah.
Man, tell my baby girl, Diva Mary Carey, very beautiful, intelligent woman, man. Tell her about the situation. Diva, take the show, man. It's your shit.
Most definitely, man. Parlay, how they happening? You know what? Chris, thanks for calling in. I definitely appreciate that. But how did this whole situation happen with him taking the feature? Break that down for us, because, you know, we support music, and this is what we're trying to stop happening to our artists.
Oh, yeah, you know, shit, you know, nigga just, you know, he stole, you know. He just, you know, I ain't, you know, he in the game, he signed with Young Money, you know, he stole some Chris Brown vocals from me, you know, and I'm just, you know, he's supposed to answer for it, he ain't answer for it, you know, niggas a thief, you know, these niggas out here, a lot of them cash money niggas, they out there stealing niggas shit, you know, Tiger stole the nigga shit, I protected the nigga, I was like, damn near the nigga bodyguard, you know what I mean? You know, but shit went like it went, you know, the nigga got the, me and Chris Brown did a song together. The nigga begged me to get on it, you know, so I let the nigga jump on it. So when I let him jump on it, the nigga took my vocals off and then aired it out as a Cash Money drop with him and Chris Brown and just took my whole song, you know what I mean? Just,
that's,
you know,
crazy.
Yeah,
you got,
you know,
any paperwork on it? You got any write-up on that for artists that's going in? And, of course, you know, when you hot, you're going to get other artists who want to get on the track with you, but, of course, he snapped your vocals off. Like, How were you protected in the whole situation? Like, did you have anything copywritten or something like that? How was he able to do such a foul new nigga thing to you? This is what we call new niggas. That's a new nigga move right there.
Well, actually, you know, everybody that's in the music business knows that you don't copyright music. You don't copyright your song until the song is actually done. So.
Mm-hmm.
When me and Chris Brown did our song, the song was nowhere near finished. You know what I mean? So it's like when Tiger took the track, he took the track and he took my Chris Brown vocals and he actually, you know, dropped it under his label as a Cash Money drop. The song wasn't done, so we didn't have enough time to, you know, to publish it and copyright it and all that because the song wasn't done. You know what I mean? But we had... that was already done, and he just added his little 2 cents to it and put the Cash Money drop and, you know, just took me out the equation, you know what I mean?
us crazy. And it's funny that you brought that up, too, because it was a situation where another producer had hit me up and was like, he did beats for Rick Ross and such and such, and he didn't get no credit off of it. I'm like, how are you the producer? Or you made the beat and you didn't get any credit. And he was like, oh, it's all right. You know, I'm going to chalk that up. But probably at the end of the day, you a better man for doing what you're doing. I mean,
making tracks are different. You know what I mean? When you're making tracks, it's more like you're supposed to have your shit copywritten and already done before you give it to anybody. You know what I mean? When it comes to tracks, because when it comes to making instrumentals, you get 50% of whatever the song do. If me and you do a song together, you did the track and I did the song and that motherfucker go platinum, you automatically get 50% of the song, and then whoever else on the song, we split up the rest. But the engineer, the producer always get half of the money off of rest, the producer, you know what I mean? So if a nigga giving his tracks out, and he ain't copywritten this shit, that's his bad. He shouldn't have did that. You know what I mean? He should have made his shit, copywritten it, and then gave it to him. And then as soon as he did it, he had a lawsuit. But he didn't cover his own ass, so he just got to, try it all again. You know what I mean?
He definitely did cover himself, and that's something that'll get you lumped up either way from you snatching or you not being on your grind while copywriting your beats before you send it to somebody. Don't be getting all caught up and starstruck by the name. And I think people further realize that just because an artist is on a higher level or a business is on a higher level, they think that they're supposed to cut corners. I don't care really who you are. Business is business at the end of the day. Like, contracts, we coming to agreement. I need to make sure
understand. We still live, man. Man, hold on. It's like, you know, how 40 Glock thought that, Minutes wasn't on his level, so he sent out the Zoo Babies. Is Parlay going to have to do that? Is Parlay too big that, you know, can't discipline that young man? Is he still a baby?
Well, I really don't have nothing against Young Money. You know what I mean? Baby and Lil Wayne and Nicki, all them, they good folks, you know what I mean? And, I don't really want to make it a label thing. You know, it's really personal between me and Tiger, you know what I mean? But at the same time, motherfuckers supposed to step up as men, you know what I mean? Even Chris Brown supposed to step up and be like, hey, check this out. You know what, Tiger, Parlay the homie. You know what I mean? Why you do the nigga like that, man? Make that shit right. Parlay a real one, you know what I mean? But, coming from the West Coast and shit, you know, our whole coast is based off beef, you know what I mean? So I ain't really trying to beef with the young dude because he really ain't on my level. He's really a I'm a gangster rapper, you know what I mean? Like, me and Snoop Dogg got a song right now that's out right now called Ass and Elbows. It's just to break the craze. That shit at our radio station, man. And a nigga just moving on. You know, a Tiger ain't nothing. You know, he's a little small fish in a big pond. You know, it's all good, but you know, shit, you know, life goes on. He stole from me. When I see him in traffic, he got an answer to it. But other than that, I ain't gonna dwell on it. You know what I mean? I'm gonna keep pushing. You feel me?
And you know what? I can respect that right there, that you ain't gonna dwell on it. You got bigger and better things to do, but at the end of the day, you're right. He gonna definitely have to answer for that. Let's I wanna get some more feedback on this right here. Let's go ahead and bring in 612. We've been waiting and we appreciate it. 612-253, you're now live on Diva Spot. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? It's your girl, Miss Queen T.
Hey, Queen T, welcome to the show, man. We got Parlay live in the building with us. I think Critic is back here. Let me open up his mic. Can you hear me? All right, cool. Miss Queen T, you definitely deep in the game. Your promo game is sick. Your business is running. What do you think about this whole situation with, you know, Tiger just thinking that he's going to come in and Debo or something? I really think that's bad for long-term relationships at the end of the day, because now I don't really want to work with Tiger right now. I'm not really a fan of his or a supporter, but give me your feedback on that.
I mean, I definitely think karma's a bitch, and definitely he's just trying to make his way through the game or whatever. But, I mean, I think he'll get his, you know what I'm saying? Everything happens for a reason. So, I mean, definitely you got to don't screw up relationships, because you never know where another person is going to go or be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
he can fall back anytime. He can, his career could drop at one time, and that person he screwed over could be the person that can help him out. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely need to watch. You definitely need to stay professional and stay connected with the people. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about support. Be loyal. Don't backstab. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard. If you screw your name over, motherfuckers ain't going to want to work with you. You're going to fuck your own name up. You know what I'm saying?
And you can't get blackballed. It don't matter how strong your backing is at the end of the day. But probably like you said, the track wasn't done. So you couldn't copyright it or register it with anybody. But could there have been some paperwork or agreement before y'all left the studio?
I mean, you know, dealing with the situation I was in, Tiger was considered a friend. You know what I mean? We hung out. We did a couple of things together. We did shows together. We ate. And, you know, it was more like me dealing with Chris Brown, you know, because I met Tiger through Chris Brown. So, you know, I'm not thinking the motherfucker that's already signed and that's in the game already going to try to fuck over a nigga that's, you know, on his way up. You know what I mean? Tiger, you got everything.
Mm-hmm.
You got baby fronting you and getting everything for you. You fuck with a nigga that's, you know, on his way up. I never expected him to do some petty shit like that. You know what I mean? You know, lightweight. I'm looking up to these niggas like, okay, you know, and, you know, just what happened the way it happened, it's unfortunate.
You think that was smut, though?
I learned from it.
You think that was smut in your name? You think the way he did it was like, you think he thought you might not be able to knock it out the park the way he did it? I mean, what do you think he was thinking when he decided to do that?
No, see, when you got to really think about it, if you think back to when he did it, this was back in August 2000, if I'm not mistaken, 10. Him and Chris Brown was doing an album called Fan of a Fan. And I'm pretty sure you're familiar with. So, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Me being another West Coast artist, Tiger looked at it like, damn, I don't want this nigga to come out with this joint and woo-wah-wah before me and Chris Brown do what we doing. You know what I mean? So instead of him letting me drop my single and ride the wave of his album dropping out, he said, fuck that. I'm going to take this song, freak it out.
So tell him, hey, we understand that, you know, ain't no one got beat up or ain't no one got Rosemose or none of that, you know what I'm saying? And but let's tell him about your relationship with Chris Brown, because I heard Chris Brown is swooping now.
I'm the reason Chris Brown's swooping, man. I'm the reason why Chris Brown's swooping, man.
You brought Chris Brown home?
You hearing this?
Let me get this straight. You know Chris Brown
is original. He can down move to the day Sue Woo business. You didn't know that?
Why would you, out of all people, and let me stop the music for this. Why, out of all people, Paula, would you bring Chris Brown home? What does he have to add to what made you decide to bring him, you know, bring him home? Like,
I are you done for clubbing tomorrow?
Let's go clubbing tomorrow. All right. Sorry about that, y'all. I'm moving my company to the door.
All
right, call and let me know y'all made it back. All right. Hey, but yeah, real life, though, but see, this, my whole thing is this. Chris, you know, I met the nigga through Chris Brown, man. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking this nigga in the game already signed with Young Money. Why do you want to steal from an up-and-coming artist, you know what I mean, that's trying to, like, you know, that's protecting you, you know what I mean? Because I've protected the nigga numerous times when niggas are trying to run him off his video shoot. And at Kitchen 24, some
but
dinner
again,
lane.
What does he have to bring to the Blood family? What does he's too whooping around here, now he gangbanging? Like, what does he have to offer y'all? What is doing for the fam? Like, what is he doing for y'all? Does he even know his knowledge or any history about how it started and what's going on now? Do we understand how real it is? Why would you bring him home?
Really, 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 to be honest with you, Tiger is confused because he say he a blood, but then he got Hoover's protecting him, and he you know, it's politics in this game. You know what I mean? And it just, he really just a confused individual. He's a young 22-year-old that really don't know nothing. You know what I mean? And
but you brought him home. I don't understand this. You an OG. So you took it upon yourself with your status to decide to bring him home. I'm just trying to figure out.
Chris Brown? Are you talking about Chris Brown? Oh.
Yeah, I'm talking about Chris Brown.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you something about Tiger. Oh, Chris Brown, you know, Chris Brown, my boy. You know what I mean? And, you know, Chris Brown was more like, you know, Chris Brown, the young dude that's trying to find his niche. You know what I mean? After he got into that shit with Rihanna, you know what I mean? He was like, you know, everybody hated him and wanted to fuck over him, call him a woman beater and shit. And at that time, that's when I was protecting him and you sure niggas didn't fuck over him or nothing. You know what I mean?
So you brought him home because you felt sorry for him?
No, I don't really feel sorry for him. I just, you know, he homie, you know, I look out for all my black folks, man. I'm pro-black, you know what I mean? I was raised off Tupac, homie.
It's a difference between pro-black and it's a difference between bringing somebody home. You know the difference, my G. That being pro-black and bringing somebody home is completely different. And then at the end of the day, Tiger then stole the song, and this happened in 2010. OG, it's 2012 now. Where the fuck is Chris Brown at right now? Why is he haven't did anything? I hold you accountable because that game is real. It's serious. They really don't know what they're getting into. That shit ain't no fashion show. It's not a parade around. I'm flagging. You know how many 7 and 8 and 9 and 10-year-olds and dog behind flagging? I don't mean to disrespect you. I have to stop yelling. But I care about my youth.
No, you're just
speaking
the real, but see.
Did he ask you, I want to be a blood?
No, look, once, no.
How did it come upon? How did it even be, no, I want to be a bad yo parlay, you know what I'm saying? We kicking it. I'm a brother, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm down with you. Can I be a Sue Whoop? Come on, DJ Critic. You know, I got a huge buzz, too. Parlay, can I rep the blood gang? How you going to get DJ Critic to be a B-Dog? How can we put DJ Critic on the blood?
Okay.
Because, how can we do this? How does it go along? You court
me
on? Do I got to get beat up?
It's not more like I didn't court Chris Brown on like to no gang or nothing. That's not the case. The case of him is being affiliated. You know what I mean? It's just being around a certain circle that made him just fuck his blood. You know what I mean?
So
a resident.
Chris Brown, what?
I got to hit you.
Damn.
Hold on one second. We got to hit you. Dun, dun, dun. It's more protection. I really, really, OG, I really want you to think about this because we can be affiliated with a lot of things, my G. But if Chris Brown ain't doing nothing for the movement, and if he ain't putting on that Chris Brown is to be able to properly educate our young brothers and sisters about the history of the blood family, then that was a lost damn call, period. I wish I would see Chris Brown walking around here rapping, and I'm a queen saying this. I'm putting the whole gang banging aside. Do you know that he making money off our damn people? I don't need my 9-year-old son all of a sudden Chris Brown having a midlife fucking crisis. He want to be a blood now. Now he walking around flagging. I'll smack the shit out of Chris Brown.
But you got to understand this, too. Chris Brown is a grown man.
You understand that?
Brown, look, just think about it. Take me out the equation. It could have been J-Rock. It could have been fucking Game, because he hang around Game a lot.
Yeah.
So can't just say, oh, Paulie, I hold you accountable for it. He took a side, and he chose his side he wanted to represent. And I'm just like, okay, whatever, that's what you want to do. You're a grown-ass man, Chris Brown. I didn't make him. I didn't say, "Woo, are you from this? Are you from a certain neighborhood?" And nothing, you know. Like Lil Wayne said, he a blood. But listen to this, though. Lil Wayne say he a blood, but at the same time, he's saying he Pyru. That'll let you know right now, you don't even know what the fuck he's talking about, because bloods and Pyrus are two different entities.
Yes,
you understand what I'm saying? So a lot of these motherfuckers just pick and choose and then just run with it. Like Tupac. A lot of motherfuckers say, oh, you acting like Tupac, and motherfuckers acting like Tupac, but motherfuckers don't know Tupac came to the West Coast and emulated our whole style and put it into his music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just like,
mm-hmm.
We didn't be like Tupac. Tupac emulated us. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know that. You know what I mean?
Well, you're here to educate us on that, man. Stay right here, man. I want to go to the call lines and open it up some more because 424 have been waiting. We definitely going to open this up. 424-757. You're now live on Diva Star Radio. I'm your host, Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from? All right, we're going to keep it moving. I don't play on my show. But I definitely understand what you said about that. But, OG, I don't think it can just be that easy or to just come into something. There are rules and regulations implied to this and saying that you affiliated with this does not mean that you support and you understand what's going on. Like, if that's the case, you saying that anybody can just jump on. It can be an opposer. Posing, jumping on, saying that, you know, I want to be down. And, you know, after that whole thing with Chris Brown or whatever the case may be, I didn't really necessarily think that Chris Brown just jumped on Rihanna. I'm pretty sure he triggered something in him for him to jump on her. Was he right? No, but she probably put her hands on him too. But, you know, it's just how Chris Brown went about it afterwards. But, of course, he bounced back. It really didn't hurt Chris Brown. He kept pushing after that, but as far as him repping and whatnot, please don't let that money have you selling out, because you're going to be held accountable later. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. We're going to take a short break and get into some more of this hot indie music, because this is definitely what we're here for to promote. And I want to come back and talk more with you, Holly. I'm going to talk to you in the fire room in a second because I want to network with you. I definitely want to hear your music and see what you got going on moving forward. But I want to talk more about everybody blaming Bobby Brown for Whitney's death. I don't think Bobby Brown is responsible for Whitney's death. You already know how we get down. Let's go.
This is Diva Spot Radio with your host, Diva Mary J.
Mellow on the beat.
Check 1-2.
This is the Frontline Fridays Radio with DJ Mary K and Tay Black in the mix.
Hell, my weed, man. Gangsta Poe, man. STS fucking Kings, man. Rest in peace, everybody that's gone, man. I miss you. Yeah. Niggas just killed my boy. No, these ain't tears of joy. Said they just killed my boy. So how I'ma cry tears of joy? Damn. Until I meet my destiny. Damn. Meet my destiny. Shit. To the last fucking breath of me, literally, till I meet my destiny. What good is the ingredients without the recipe? Lock my body, but where's the rest of me? The heavens took it, but the power's invested in me. So you could dump bullets all in the flesh of me, but it can't do nothing if this shit ain't meant to be. Hold up, tears of joy. These niggas talking about tears of joy. Niggas dead out here, they just killed my boy. And they talking about tears of joy, the Lord knows. all the shit that I've been through. I can't think straight, it's done fucked up my mental. The money's good, it's enough to convince you. Jail time, life falls, enough to prevent you. Fast life and the things that it gets you. I'm living above average, I think it's essential. I don't know what's worse when them shots hit you. Or them big boys, the fans get you. Three hots in the cot, the man's with you. No telling who a rat, what's said with who. And they talking about these tears of joy. Niggas just killed my boy. They out here talking about tears of joy. Shit. Niggas just killed my boy. And they out here talking about tears of joy. Shit. My man took himself. All his gook in the system, bad for his health. Crashed on the highway with no seatbelt. Damn. Talk about tears of joy. Shit. I ain't got no tears of joy. I swallow dope strips and burp up bucks. When I need to burp all nuts, you burp up guts. The perfect touch, you lost your touch. Life don't stop, I'm still in the kitchen. Shit, turning power to rock. Mind going through various plots. I'm trying to decide, should I swallow or devour the block? Couple dollars out, power the cops. Look, I touch him out, I power the lock. Have STS niggas up in executive spots. Damn. Shit, and y'all talk about tears of joy. These niggas just killed my boy. And y'all talk about tears of joy. These niggas just killed my boy. I ain't got nothing left. STS to the death. Fuck your tears of joy. Niggas just killed my boy.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know how we get to in and go in each and every day, man. I respect the grind, and I got much love for Critic, man. Critic, I just wanted to say to you, Critic, you've been rocking with me and supporting me since November of last year. Matter of fact, November of 2011. So we had an anniversary, baby, and we didn't get a chance to do nothing just yet. Oh, let me open it up. Critic line. Could have opened your line up. But, yeah, open that one up, too. I definitely got to open up Queen T promo. Queen, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here, Mama.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this whole situation where everybody mad at Bobby Brown. Why they mad at Bobby?
Nah, like, Whitney is... can make her own decision. She's a grown-ass woman. That's just because they're in the spotlight, just because they're in the spotlight and TV and in the media does not mean, you know what I'm saying, it's his fault. Like, that could happen to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Let's say your husband, you know what I'm saying, does it or whatever, and you decide to do it and you die. You know what I'm saying? It ain't his fault. You chose to do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody, you know, Whitney is a grown woman, and she made her own decisions, and rest in peace to my mother used to get high. She died at the age of 37, and I'm pretty sure the people that she was hanging around at the time was getting high, but, you know, you can't put a blunt or a pipe or, you know, make somebody snort a line. You know, that's just something that you can't do. Some people have been, you know, forced against their will to do stuff, but, you know, I don't really believe that. I'm not really understanding that part of. I just think they want to have somebody to blame for Whitney's death, rather than, you know, Whitney them get taking the responsibility that, you know, Whitney chose her own decision and did what she wanted to do. And those who tuned in, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button. It's open mic tonight. We definitely airing it out. We touched on the whole situation with Parlay, how Tiger from Cash Money sold his song to him, Chris Brown, and Tiger did a song, and Tiger basically took the song, took Parlay vocals off of it, and did what he wanted to do with it. And then we just get the update that, you know, now Parlay letting Chris Brown in the game, now Chris Brown is so-called a blood. Queen, what do you think about that right there? That's funny to me. I'm sorry. I'm just going to laugh.
I can hear you. I'm sorry.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It don't even make sense. I don't even see, you know, from where I'm from, over here in the East, there's a standard. And most likely, I honestly feel like the West, when it start coming over to the East, that is the standard for anybody to become a Blood, a Crip, a Niasa, a Latin King, a Folk, or whatever. You know, you just don't let people in your team like that. And especially when it comes to gang banging, that ain't no, that's just not something that you take lightly, man.
I think a lot of people think it's different than back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Now you can just get in. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been in it, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm just saying, like, back in the day, you know it was harder to get in it and get it out. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, everybody can claim whatever. I mean, just like the young cat, you know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. Sure.
They can just do what they want to do. Let's open a line up. We got somebody with their hand up in here. And big shout out to all the callers on the line, everybody tuned in. Definitely appreciate y'all and getting y'all feedback and overstanding on this. Where we at? Where we at? Where we at? 661-728. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What it is, it's your girl, L.A. Drina. You know what I'm saying? Got the word that you had a hot show scheduled tonight. Shout out to my boy, DJ Critic. What's up, Miss Queen T?
Welcome to the show, Queen. We definitely glad that you're here, man. I know you got some hot music that you definitely got out there. Where can we find your music and where can we find your brand? Where can we go and check out more about you?
Well, definitely, I'm a female artist, you know. I spit bars, you know. I'm known in L.A., in the Antelope Valley, Southern California area, up-and-coming artist. You can find me. I'm under the label Star My Records and Entertainment. You can find that STARRMOBB. You know what I'm saying? Find us on SoundCloud 101, Star My 101, any type of YouTube you type in. You know what I'm saying? You'll find me. But, yeah. So, I love your topic of discussion for tonight, you know, what you were saying about Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston, you know, and I agree with you and what y'all were saying about Bobby Brown. You know, I feel like, you know, by him being related to Whitney Houston, I mean, as far as him having a long-term relationship with her, I feel that that's messed up, that they want to continually send him through the ringer when he already going through enough emotionally as it is, you know. And I know that every single person in their family didn't do right by her throughout her life. She had plenty of attacks on her stepmother and all these other different people that were associated with her that tried to drain her for cash, and they still trying to get in the funeral. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of them family members were money hungry, greedy people too, and everybody have their own negative relationships or whatever may have happened. It's about making amends, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. So, you know, and I feel like whatever the case was, you know, our relationships had their ups and downs, but all that's doing is tearing that daughter apart, you know, by them doing that, you know. I didn't really get a chance to hear the whole story with the Chris Brown and Tyga situation, though.
Let me bring you up to date. Paulette called in, and he did a song with Tiger, and he did a song with Chris Brown. And what he's saying is Tiger took the song, removed his vocals off of it, and this was in 2010, remind you. He took his vocals, he took Paulette's vocals off of it and just went ahead and did his thing with the song, like, you know, Paulette was just some type of side chick. You know what I'm saying? But then, on the other hand, later on, Paulette goes to say, you know, he need to be held accountable for it. We definitely going to holler at him, such and such and such. And the reason why, he really can't do anything because he said the song wasn't finished. So it wasn't copywritten or it wasn't registered with any where he can go back and say, hey, I was on here. But after that, he ended up bringing Chris Brown home, or Chris Brown being affiliated with the Blood Gang over there with his set now. me personally, I'm like, it cannot just be that easy. Jersey, we don't get down like that. I don't even understand how you can just bring somebody home that easily. And all I could see at the end of the day was, oh, he was seeing Chris Brown. He was going through a situation with Rihanna. And, you know, he was feeling some type of way because everybody was coming at him, such and such and such. So now that you consider yourself a blood, what the fuck is you, Superman now? That's not what's up. That's just not crazy, but I'm thinking about it because they think it's a game. They think it's some type of show, but they don't see our 6 to 11-year-olds flagging and getting their head blown off behind flagging and behind rapping. That's what Chris Brown needs to see, and that's what Paul A., he has to be an OG or a big homie to bring somebody home. I'm going to get that information, too. But
so you saying that Chris Brown is...
Yes.
Oh, I mean, that's all new information. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I mean, I just think it's straight up absurd that, you know, not just, I mean, these rappers, but now they got the R&B people gangbanging too. What is this world coming to?
Now I'm trying to get put on too, though.
Hey, David, it must be like a new trend in music or something, but that's crazy. Y'all never know. It might, the R&B people might start singing high notes and doing drive-bys on people in the future. But they was raised in the church, and that's where their music came from. I mean, Chris Brown always had a pretty clean-cut image. Chris Brown came and started hanging out on the West Coast and started feeling himself, you feel me? And that's the way I see it. You know, I love Chris Brown. I love his music. He is super talented. And hopefully he ain't trying to go that route with himself. He too damn sexy to be fucking gangbanging.
Yeah,
I'm
right now.
That's crazy. That's crazy, though. You know,
it's disrespectful. Brandon, you right with when you said, you know, what is this world coming to when you can get artists decided they want to start banging or whatever the case may be, or they're affiliated. You know, that's definitely going to take no one to get real. Look at Diddy Simmons. What was it? No, it wasn't Diggy. It was the other one, the dark-skinned, tall, Rev Ron's son, the dark-skinned one. The oldest boy. What's the oldest boy name, y'all?
I know which one you're talking about.
Thank you. It's right on the tip of my tongue. But, of course, Hot Mess News, just last month, he was in the club, in the strip club, making it rain or whatever. And, of course, some real gangsters came and held him up and said, you owe us money. Point blank, period. And they held him for hostage. They kidnapped him. And he ended up paying them off so he can go back home to the mansion in Jersey.
That's JoJo.
Yes. Nigga.
Yeah, that's scandalous, though. But see, these kids, they don't really, it's real in the field out here. You know what I'm saying? That gang banging is unnecessary. These are multimillionaires. These people that's in gangs that's trying to rap and sing so they can, you know, deter the hood away from their lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? And they don't even understand the nature of doing. So, I mean, they need to stop that foolishness with that, you know. I mean, and then that scandalous just stealing people's music like that. Don't nobody respect artists that do stuff like that, you know, just stealing people's music like that. Even though, you know, it just teach us a lesson. We got to be up on our P's and Q's about don't trust nobody, even if they the most talented, successful person. You would think that because they are so well off that they don't have to steal from somebody that's up and coming. They already been blessed. Let somebody else get on, you know?
It was the article that said that, like, these old rappers need to just fall back and sit down and let some of the new ones get in because the new artist is coming in, it's up on the rise. They already feel like they got to fight. Like, you know, I got to come in, I got to be cocky, I got to be, you know what I'm saying, I got to be on my grind, and I got to just basically kick in the door waving for to get what's mine. Queen, stay on the line. I'm definitely going to network with you. I'm going to go into this track right here. I think it's very suitable. James Brown, it's a man's world, man. Let's go. Hey.
Oh. said one more time, this is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the car to take us over the road. Man made the train carry the heavy load. Man made the electric light take us out of the dark. Man made a boat for the water like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Man thinks about a little bit of baby girl and a baby boy. Man makes them happy, 'cause man makes them toys. And after man make everything he can, man makes money to buy from other men. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Got to have a woman. He needs a woman or a girl. He needs a woman. Man make everything he can, but a woman makes a better man. Man needs a woman. Man think about anything above, but money can't buy him love. Face the fact, gotta face the fact, man needs a woman. He needs a woman out there. Oh, oh. Man needs a woman. He needs a woman.
Yes, it's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. I can definitely tell you that, Queen. So you agree with me on that, Queen? You agree with me on that, ladies?
Definitely, hey. Definitely. Beyonce said it best. Who run the world?
Girls. Alright, we got a Deja Vu mix by Beyonce, and big shout out to DJ Swag. I want y'all to check me out over on Phenomenal Radio as well. Phenomradio.com. I got over 13 different DJs over there. I got over 12 different radio personalities over there. I got the program director over there. We got the graphic artist over there. We got the promo and advertisement over there. We definitely believe in putting our model, is putting the power of the industry into the independent hands. This is what we do. Y'all not going to never find a station that's doing it like us. And there has been some that try to copy, but they ain't get that far. Well, definitely, man. I just, of course, Diva Mary K, a.k.a. Ebony B. My birthday is on Monday, y'all, the 20th, February the 20th. I'll be hitting a big 3-0 and loving it because I look good turning 30.
Okay, girl.
And it's just season. It's just wine. I wanted to chop it up since we got Queen T Promo live in the building about promoting, you know, and having your promo team. Is very important for everybody to be on the same page, because I see a lot of people promoting websites and whatnot and links, and then you go to them and they're broken links. That's one. Broken links are a fast way to get you ignored and blocked on any social networking site. So, you know, check your links, you guys, before you're posting them. Test them yourself before you start posting these links, because the promo team, they don't pay attention to that stuff like that. Queen P, I'm gonna throw it to you.
Definitely, I agree. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I first started promoting, I really didn't link. I was just like copy and pasting. But you never know. Sometimes throughout the thing, things fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got to look at the link. You know, it might, one letter will fuck up a whole week. You know what I'm saying?
You definitely right about that. One letter will mess up a link. And another thing about promoting yourself, as far as with artists, we get a lot of tweets, and even with my promo team, and I've built my promo team, and the reason why my promo team is successful in what they do and how we get down, because I cut them in on the grid. It's all right to cut your team in, y'all. Put the money in their pocket. Even if it means that they get paid monthly, they're getting paid something. You want to break bread with your team because, you know, and you want to make sure the people that's on your team really is promoting and supporting your music and your brand. You want to make sure they want what's good for you, not that they're just jumping on another movement or they're just jumping on your team. I hate to see that. I really do. You know, I hate to see somebody just... Yeah, I just hate to see somebody just jump on my... If you want to jump on my coattail, at least take it to the cleaner from time to time. You know, clean my coattail off.
I agree with you on that,
girl.
I definitely agree with you on that.
Go ahead, Queen.
Oh, no, that was me. That was Ladrina.
Yeah. Oh, Ladrina, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just letting you know I agree with you on that because, you know, I have my brand that I push, you know what I'm saying? And I get that a lot, you feel me? I get that all the time. I got people that jump on my coattail and ride my name, and they definitely don't promote my brand. You know, they try to promote their brand off of my brand, you know, which I think is scandalous, you feel me? But people do what they do, you know. But once I get my peep game on them, I like to cut them off, you feel me? Because I'm not about to let nobody write off what I work hard for when they just using me, you feel me? But my brand is good, you feel me? Because I look at it like, you know, our brand is something that we have loyal people that's a part of, and they don't mind promoting it because it's like when you cross promote people's stuff or you help put their brand out there, it kind of makes it better for you because it's like effortless promoting, and it should give them more of an incentive to why, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it'd be occasions when you don't really have the money like that to pay people to promote your stuff, but if you always can cross promote other people's stuff in the process, then it kind of cut corners too, you know what I'm saying? I don't pay nobody to promote my stuff, but my brand gets out there, and it's just because I cross-promote, I do the footwork for them as well, you know? So,
and you definitely right about that. I like the word that you said, loyal. Loyal people,
yeah.
You know, take the time out to really see who riding with you. You know, they need to put in some time. You know, I look at it like this with, you know, when you first ask me for my information, you know, when you ask, that's like the application. When you ask me for my website, when you ask me for my telephone number, you want to know about me, that's the application. After we sit down to have a meeting and we're talking over the phone, or we sit down and we have a little lunch together, I really like lunch because I really think that food helps open people up and make them a lot more comfortable. But we're talking via on the internet through Skype or through a video chatting. You know, when we do that, that's an interview. Right then and there, I'm deciding whether or not I want to do business with you or to come together and cross-promote with you or build anything with you. And then after that, it's 90 days, you tempted. I need to see
that's
what
true.
You can do in 90 days. You are tempting at my company. I'm a company. Diva Spot ENT is registered.
That's real. That's the way I look at it. My brand, I try, like, you know how your boy DJ Critic, shout out to him because he's a good example of people that cross promote. He sends plenty of artists and interviews all to Star Mob Radio, you feel me? And I appreciate that for what he do, you feel me? Because I rock with that guy. I got a chance to see how he move in the streets. I do club events with him and all that. You feel me? And that guy, he really rocks out. He knows how to be loyal to the situation. That's why I would love to go above and beyond for a radio station like that. You feel me? I like a lot of times, like when people have radio stations and stuff like that, they be so in competition with the other ones, they overlook the people who would actually rock with their small station and actually build it up to something larger, you feel me? So it's like I gained a lot of fans from his station, you feel me? And I still send people, but it's still all really helping the independent artists, you know what I'm saying? Like give
That's
them a
right.
whole network of stations that they can get played in different regions, you know what I mean? So that's what I like to do with mine, you feel me? And I respect that grind and hustle right there, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's very important. You right about that. They being so competition with each other, but if you confident in your position and you know that you're here to build your brand, you don't have to be in competition. And big shout out to my team, man. Big shout out to Jit over there at Ground Hard Radio. Big shout out to Kano the Pyro over there at HME Radio. Big shout out to D Slate at the D Hour Show. Big shout out to Mike Hustlin over there at Mike Hustlin Radio. We came together as a conglomerate and we formed the Independent Connect. We wanted for artists to be able to be booked for the whole week to get interviews. 5 different radio stations, 5 different audience, 5 different promos, 5 different blogs, 5 different websites. It's all about ultimate exposure. We're here to break records, not break pockets. Our promotional packages are very, very affordable. We know that we have to make money to keep the lights on, but the most important thing, that's why I'm so glad that God blessed me with my own station, and also he blessed me with my Frontline Friday show where I showcase all the artists to be picked up by a whole nother radio station. Phenomenal Radio is a big West Texas movement. It's like crazy out there. But I love to see and I love to hear, especially women, for me personally, especially women in the position to say, you know what, we're here to support artists, we're here to break their record, not their pockets, and make it affordable for them. And a couple of things that I wanted to touch on is the 4 biggest mistakes artists make online. And the artists need to know this because we're here to educate you guys. We're not here to try to bring you down or, you know, try to make you feel low or something. It's some things that you got to learn within this game so you won't end up like a parlay situation.
That's right. That's real, though.
No. But the first thing, and I'm definitely going to share my palette with the queens because I just don't want it to just be my opinion. I always love to get knowledge so we can all understand the situation. But spamming your fans. You know, you scream "buy my album" from the rooftop all day, but you will have better luck just like, you know, remember the apple pie thing when you politely knock on some door with a piping hot pie, like with your neighbor, you build a relationship. You know, every time you approach somebody online and say "buy my album" or "check my music," you know, you are essentially spamming them. And a lot of artists don't know this. You know, but on the other hand, if you first build a relationship, you know, online with your followers by offering something of value, like your friendship, you can offer some information, you can offer to have them as a co-host on the show because they're a fan of your show or they're a supporter or something free. You know, I'm waiting on the shipment to come back with the Diva Spot t-shirts and tote bags. I'm going to be giving them away for free. You know, then you can establish that relationship will lead to selling opportunities down the line, y'all. So all the artists out there that's tuning in and listening and that's archiving this show and listening to it later, please stop spamming your supporters, your followers, your friends on Facebook, Moto, MySpace, Baby Mama website, Baby Daddy website. Just knock it off. Stop building relationships, y'all, because it's lazy to just keep saying, listen to my music, because it's getting deleted.
That's real. That's spamming.
That's definitely spamming. Critic, you up in here. All right. We got Critic. That's definitely spamming right there. You don't want to spam people. You don't want people to get aggravated with constantly seeing your joint because your promo team don't go hard, but you know, when you tweet something to them, follow up 48 hours later and say, what did you think about track such and such? I really will appreciate your feedback. If they walking with you, they're going to hit you back. If they not, keep it moving. You know, you want to get 1,000 no's to get that million yes. That million yes is what's going to count at the end of the day. Real talk.
That's real talk right there.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into some music. Let's get into a hot mix. Ladies, I got a couple of artists that, some independent artists in here that I definitely want to get y'all feedback on since y'all professionals in the game. So let's go to... I got a young lady by the name of Nicole. Let me pull her up. I thought this track was pretty hot, and I want to get y'all feedback on it. Where you at, Nicole? All right. Here she go. This is Nicole right here, and the name of this track is called Faithfully Yours. Diva Spot Radio, your host, Ebony B. Let's get it.
Welcome to Diva. You're tuned in to that on the spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio. Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all our blessings, Lord. I thank you for carrying us through, and I ask you to bless all our endeavors, especially the children. I was born with a curse, and my mother leaving only made it worse. At first came the hurt, then came being treated like dirt. By the age of 3, I was on my own. A crazy father who would always do me wrong. Insane seemed to be his only tone. I prayed every night, Lord, please make me strong. That's when I would snap back to reality. In visions of these endless brutalities. So I swore I'd be good to the core. Grow to be a woman way more than a whore. If life's a battle, I've been through the war. The things I survived would not be through the floor. There's still so many things I dream I will do. First is make sure that this happens to you. Now I look back at the past, how the hurt hit haunted so fast. Outcast, addicted to glass, just trying to get a fix, how long will it last? Back then I was doing what I do, then the doctor told me I would have you. Who would have thought that she would slow down? Everything I lost had just been found. Never would I let that pipe put me in the ground. The devil kept calling, but I didn't make a sound. Standing at the crossroads, staring at the gate. God, give me the strength to step up to the plate. Eyes empty, so void, we're so afraid. You were my gift, time to meet my fate. You were born into that curse, drawn into that cycle. So I called on the warfare angel named Michael.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me. But I will always look out for my children. I didn't have a heart like me.
You got issues, I understand. Just know you always come before a man. And I salute you for all you've been through. A true soldier, no chip on your shoulder. This music's only making me bolder, y'all getting older. Always knew mommy could do it, that's right, I told you. I thank God for all y'all. Couldn't put a thing in this world before y'all. Love D is all unconditionally, and that's the type of love you can expect from me. You kids growing up so fast, and I just want to be the one to guide you and keep you on that path, save you from the pain that I've been through. I dream of having so much more for you. So keep your head up, put your faith in the Lord, and take your life and make it so much more. Lady G.
Dear mother, I was so hard for me. But I was
this Lady G, you are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenalRadio.com. Watch me do my thing, watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks, stay on top.
Let's go!
You already know how I get down. Welcome back to Diva Spot Radio, where we showcase nothing but the finest in indie music up on the rise. I got my two queens live in the building with me right now. I got Queen T live in the building with me right now. LaDrea's live in the building. I just played you ladies two tracks. The first one was Nicole, and it was Faithfully Yours. And the second one that I played was Lady G, and it's called Dear Mama. Lady T, I'm going to start with you first. Give me your feedback on those joints right there.
Okay. Don't get offended, okay? I'm just going to be 100 with you. All right. The first one is cool. You know what I'm saying? There's some parts when it gets kind of annoying, like, but I can listen to it. Like, I definitely would listen to that. The second one didn't really catch my attention.
Cool.
At all.
We definitely need that honest feedback. That's what makes the artist better, and this is what we're looking for, 100% raw cut. So when I'm being like, oh, you know, this ain't American Idol. This is Diva Spot, baby. We need raw here. Well, I'm gonna go over to you, LaDrea. You tell me what you think. LaDrea, well, you tell me what you think about those two tracks right there.
I'd like to give a shout out to both of the ladies, you know what I'm saying, for doing their thing. I love to support my female artists, you know what I'm saying? So for sure, that's what's up. But like, as far as the first track is concerned with the R&B singing lady, you know, her vocals was kind of monotone with it. I think if she just switch her vocals up a little bit and kind of, you know, kind of regulate a little vocal control, she'd be on point. If that's not the problem, then it could be the quality of the track. You feel me? But other than that, she good. You feel me? And then as far as the hip hop artist is concerned, I apologize, I forgot her name. But
no, Lady G is Lady G.
Lady G, shout out to Lady G. You know, as far as this, I'm concerned, you know, I love female MCs that bar up, you feel me? And as far as that goes, I think it's great what she's doing because she has a whole positive vibe, and that kind of music is not that easy to make in today's time. So shout out to her for doing that. Keep doing that, mama.
Most definitely. The first one with Nicole, Faithfully Yours, I think the production is poor, you know, and it, like you said, as far as with her voice, it can definitely be trained a little bit more. I'm not saying that she can't sing. She can. But it just really didn't sound right on that song. That's why I always like for artists to send me three different tracks and radio-ready tracks so I can see the versatility in you. You just don't want to be labeled as the R&B singer or, well, some do. But I think being an artist where you can be able to fit any genre of music, that's what makes you an artist. And when you record something, you want to listen to it in the studio, listen to it in the car, listen to it in your headphones. Start checking the quality of it. This is one of the tips that the pros are using. So you guys really, you know, take that in of course, you know, take that in mind that, you know, you presenting your music to somebody else. The second one, Lady G, Dear Mama, I love that song. I don't have any issues with that song at all. I actually took the time out to listen to the lyrics, and big shout out to Lady G and Sweet Tea. She did the singing part on there, and I really think that's a powerful song. I can definitely hear that song on the radio. Definitely. Definitely.
I
wanted to get into this. Go ahead, Queen.
I definitely agree with you on that. I'm a dinner
thing. Yeah, and just hearing it on the radio, it sounds like it's something that you'll be in the car or, you know, on the way to the mall or whatever that you got to do in mommy mode is, I can hear that coming on the radio. The next thing that I wanted to touch on right now, because knowledge is very important, and y'all going to hear Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, y'all going to hear me say this word, overstand. And I want to just break this down really fast. When you understand something, you have limited information. You only have the information that's at face value. When you overstand something, you have the information 360. You looked at it in 360 before you responded to it, before you took it in, you have unlimited information about this one particular person or thing. So when I say overstand something, that means unlimited information. Understand means limited. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, not staying up to date. You know, one of the quickest ways to get ignored online is just to let your website gather dust or letting your blog gather dust. You know, nothing says, you know, my band broke up or me and my producer fell out or I don't care about self-promotion or like an out-of-date website or out-of-date blog or wherever you're promoting yourself at. You know, you want to make sure your last blog, you know, wasn't posted in 2006. It's 2012 now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing it. The last post was in 2006. How do they still got this website up? You know? I'm like, it's crazy. After a while, I think they will shut it down because nothing has been posted. But, you know, just first of all, just make sure, you know, you get calendar, your Google Calendar is up to date. Make sure your photo gallery is recent and up to date. You know, this way your fans or your supporters can get to know you and your music a lot better. If you got a new album that you drop or a mixtape that you drop and they still got music for 2 years that they listen to and you wondering why, that's because you haven't updated the site. Now, I know we have a lot of people on our teams and people that we work with that are in charge of our Twitter accounts, in charge of our websites. I'm going to tell y'all something. I knew an artist, and she had a Twitter account, and the person that was her manager, her own manager, y'all, this girl had over 25,000 followers on Twitter. You know, after her and the manager fell out, the manager changed the password on this thing and deleted her account?
Wow.
Deleted her. Ain't it scandalous, Queen?
That's hey, you know, you got me doing some thinking and scratching my head right now. Like, really, I need to pick myself up on game. Make sure, man, you got to have a backup plan one time, you know? That is crazy.
Yes, that's exactly why. For my own personal accounts, like, I have Diva Mary Kay, which is me, and then I have Diva Spot Radio, which is me, and then all the promotional accounts, Diva Spot Promo, Independent Connect, you know, stuff like that, the other people have in their hands, the fan page on Facebook and stuff like that, I allow other people to have, I have the password, they got it too. But I make sure both of us have it before those two pages alone, that's mine. And actually, for those out there, you want to change your password every 6 months because of hackers. It's very important.
Right.
And I know we get a lot of social networking sites that we sign up for and whatnot, but what I do is try to make it easy for myself. And I keep a little notepad where I'll get every username and password in. Because I'm a Pisces. I'm forgetful. I can't keep up with all this mess. But, you know, sometimes you fall out with people. And sometimes, you know, relationships go bad. And they will use any and everything, especially if they're a hater, to try and pull you down. So she had over 25,000 followers on Twitter. Her and her female manager fell out, and she changed the password, and the next day she deleted her account. Yep.
Man, that's crazy. I'm so glad I have a brother that's a computer whiz. If anybody ever did that to me, I will make sure all their motherfucking accounts got froze, deleted, and all that. I'm telling you, if anybody ever did that to me, all they should be deleted. I'm telling you, I ain't even tripping. You know, that's crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how people get down like that. I mean, what is it? He don't want to be your manager no more, so he's going to do something like that. Come on now.
It was a female manager. It would be worse if it was a dude, but it was a female manager. Her manager was a female, and that was even worse. And you know, with women, and I'm going to put it out there, we get real catty and vindictive. So you got to keep your third eye on a chick
you got to keep your third eye and the fourth eye that don't nobody know about on her, too. Real talk.
Yes, you do. That is that right, sister.
Yes. You got to keep it straight up front with her. Like, look, this is what I, you know, expect of you. This is the time that I expected in a timely fashion. This is what I want to do with you. This is what we can break bread on. You know, you got to do that with people nowadays, because the people that you think is the closest to you and that support you and never hurt you, you know, will do the same thing. I got a contract with my man. I'm not playing. 2 months ago, my baby asked me for $400. You know, I got on the computer and wrote out damn contracts. I'm not being. We've been together for 6 years, but that's fine. But when it comes to money, and he's a business owner too, so he respects my grind. He understands. He understands why I did that. He didn't take it personal. But you're talking
right.
about 400, boo.
That's
I need
real.
To go
ain't
get
nothing
it.
Wrong with
yeah.
that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, at first he was kind of taken back, but he was like, all right, boo, well, let me look at it. He took time out to read the contract. He put his glasses on and everything. He said, let me look at this. What you got me signing? Because he knows. But, you know, it's just crazy because people going to fall out on your team. And then let's talk about those team members who feel like they ain't getting enough shine or getting enough recognition. That's tough,
Woo-hoo.
Y'all.
Man, that's so common. You feel me? I mean, that it happens in a lot of camps and teams, you know. I've experienced that a lot in my career, you know, and that right there is very inevitable that's going to come to light eventually with certain people that feel like they're not getting enough shine. But you can never make people happy to the full out extent. I think that
people
need to understand that the independent artists, the industry and all the different careers that's connected to this industry, everything is, you really get what you put out, you feel me? So if you're a graphic designer or a producer or a radio host or a journalist, whatever you do, or an artist, if you don't put it out there and you don't show how driven you are, a lot of people are not going to mess with you like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't understand. Like, sometimes I will connect with a person and network with them and try to do things to help them get exposure and stuff like that. But when I see that you ain't rocking with me and you ain't trying to be on the same page I'm on and you're not grinding for yourself as hard as I'm grinding for you, I got to cut you loose. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
I mean, that's just how I go. You feel me? Like, I deal with artists on a daily basis, too, and I'm going to network with you on that. I write for 3 magazines, Scrap Magazine as an associated writer, FemT Magazine for my female MCs out there, and DJs and hosts and all that stuff. You know, and I do a lot of networking. I have different people that can connect artists to a pool of 6,000 DJs at once. You feel me? But I only choose artists that they're grinding and making their grind so official. You know what I'm saying? If they're not out there doing their part, then I don't want to rock with them. If they're not out there grinding for themselves and trying to do more than just be on my radio show, I definitely don't want you on my show, because when it's time for you to come on my show, you're going to play with me, and then you're going to stand me up, and I'm not going to want to rock with you. You feel me? So, I mean, that's how I look at things like that. People, if they want their shine, they have to go and earn it. We have a record label with like 7 or 8 different artists on our label. But the thing of it is that all the artists that shows their drive, those are the ones that's up next to that, not the ones that's slacking and chilling, you know what I'm saying? And then they wonder why the next artist is doing their thing. It's because that one is making it happen, that one out there grinding. When you're an independent artist and an independent contractor, you have to grind for yourself so people can see what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? If they don't see you doing your thing, they ain't going to want to rock. That's the same like me. People ain't rocking with me unless they see me grinding. You know, so I'd be everybody.
You're right about
that.
And nobody can get.
Respect that.
And how can I get excited about your brand if you're not excited about your brand? You know, it's even like once you come to Diva Spot, and I'm always following up because you book the artist,
You schedule a date. I'm a follow-up queen. That's what I do. I follow up 72 hours, 48 hours, and 24 hours. And I always say, if you need to cancel, we understand it's life on life terms. And you need to call in at this time. You need to show up and go up. And you're not going to come on my show like, yo, what up? What? Who? What?
And you know what I really hate is? I hate when artists, when they when you're booking them for a show on your show, and they don't even promote that they're going to be on the show. That really irks my nerve right there. Like, why didn't you promote it?
That's real. And that's exactly why I go through an extensive process when I'm networking with an artist, because once I send out that email, the email that I'm requiring for the submission is causing them to do some work. There is causing them to have to do some work. I want your bio. I want your Facebook link. I want your Twitter link. I want your website link. I want your Reverb Nation. I want your SoundCloud. I want all of that. And not only that, I want three pics of you. It could be a picture of you, a picture of your album, a picture of your mixtape. I need radio-ready tracks. And not only that, I also want a drop, if possible, with a script, and there's a $25 fee to be showcased, interviewed, and promoted on my show. That's because I go hard. And I pay for spins. Like, if you're registered, you're getting paid for spins. So if you're looking to send me all this information, and also you put yourself in a position to pay the $25, that's two tens. A blunt, some munchies, and some gum or something like that. You want to break it down for the ladies? That's a $10 doobie, most likely to get your eyebrows done right there, get you a little something to snack on with some chips. That's a fill-in right there. If you're not willing to invest into yourself, why would you want me to invest my whole movement, my whole brand, all my DJs, all my networks, all my connects, all my radio stations in you if you're not looking to invest into yourself? And being that I'm a registered business, you can write me off on your taxes. That's the main reason why I do business through PayPal, so you can be able to get that confirmation receipt so you can keep it. So when it's time for you to file your taxes next year, you're filing that self-employed or whatever you're filing, you can say, I invested this in my music, my brand, and whatnot, and this is what I want to claim back to get back to me. And it's crazy to me because these artists be having managers and don't even know this.
Yeah, that's burnt out right there. But you shouldn't even have to have a manager to know that you need a press kit. As an artist, all artists should know that you need a press kit, you know. And a lot of people won't rock with you if you don't have a press kit. You know, I've got publicists and people out there that will not hook you up with shows, will not get your media out there if you don't got a press kit, you know. So
now, that's a lot of people don't even know what a press kit is. I had an artist come to me, be talented, but he was just really starting off in the game, and he had laid some tracks down. He was ready to go ahead and put the work in, but he didn't know what a press kit and all this stuff was. And I was like, you know what, let's just take some time and do this. I would rather for you to be prepared before you went to somebody else, because they're going to try to J-jerk you. You want to Google what a press kit is. You know, this internet thing is live. Like, some parents even depend on it to teach their kids. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, you want to know what a press kit is. It's all about presentation at the end of the day. You want to make sure you have a website. We were just talking about that. A website is something that you own. And I think it was you, Queen T, that said that. I don't know if it was you or it was somebody else that was saying, like, a website is something of your own. You own it. And if you go to Vistaprint, love Vistaprint, big shout out to Vistaprint, and I'm definitely thankful that they're going to be sponsoring Diva Spot Radio come March 1st. Shout out to Vistaprint. We love you over there. You can actually get a website, a professional website done, and pay a hosting fee of $20 a month for your website. And not only that, you can get 250 color business cards front and back for free, and all you do is pay for the shipping. I actually got 250 color business cards, full color, everything taken care of, and all I paid was the shipping, and it was only $7.99. So you can't beat that. You can't beat that.
That presentation is real.
Look. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Y'all got to check out Vistaprint. I actually went to Vistaprint and was able to get my Diva Spot banner when I'm doing public events, when we have the table out, and I have the banner down there. I paid $30 for my banner, and that's for, like, one of those long tables, not the round one. My banner go all the way across that table. I was able to get all my flyers and everything printing up and done. It's a reasonable fee, and it's great because they make sure they submit you with the invoice so you can write it off with your taxes. So I'm definitely referring Vistaprint to those who's looking to have a great presentation when we're out doing live events.
And
I've been hearing a lot about Vistaprint, so a lot of people have been using that lately.
Yeah, I know somebody that got a printer done from there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
Mr. Brent is good. And they fast. Like, when they say they're going to be there, it's there. Like, Mr. Brent is a really good service to use. And just to share that tip with you guys, I was looking at Amazon because, of course, we host our shows in our switchboard or whatever. But I was like, what is one way that I can continue to be mobile and move around and don't have to carry my laptop in fear of the screen cracking or whatever the case may be? How can I do this? So I said, and how can I make it cost effective to me as a single mother, a student, a radio personality? Whoopty whoop whoopty whoop. So I said, I need a phone, I need a high definition camera, and I need an iPad. So, of course, Ebony B went to the pawn shop, the first place I went to go get a camera. So I was in there. I was about to buy this high-definition camera for about $80. And then another guy walked in, and he was a brother, and he said, yeah, I seen you about to buy a camera, and I'm about to pawn mine. So I wanted to know if you wanted to buy this off of me. And I was taking a look at it, and he was showing me, and I was like, well, show me how to use it, such and such. I said, look, they're going to give you $40 for this camera. I'll give you $50 right now, cash, what you want to do. I was able to get a $149 camera retail price for $50 on the spot. You would have thought I was making a dope deal in there. That was just, it was crazy.
Okay.
I got the camera. Yeah. I got the camera. Then I turned around and went to Amazon, and I found the Acer tablet. And the only thing I really needed for is to use the internet. I was able to purchase that for $198, $213 after taxes. So I got everything that I need now to be able to go out to my events, to go out to my public speaking, to go out to different places. Only thing I needed now was to get that little, what do you call that thing that you connect to the camera to make it sit up, like those three little legs? The tripod.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called, though.
I think it's called a tripod because it's three. But I have that now to go out to be able to record my own events. The high-definition quality of the camera is the bomb, and all it takes is those little SD cards like that you use for your camera, the picture ones, and you can download and do whatever you want to do with it. So I definitely suggest you ladies take a look at that, because I know y'all making a lot of moves, but this is very cost effective, and you don't have to wait on somebody that's running late to film your event. You don't have to really depend on if they got internet service or not, or do you have something set up. And, you know, I like what you said about, you know, you seen people that wasn't supporting your brand, but you were supporting theirs. You know, I'm from the gate. If I'm going to come to your event, I need to get a media table. Diva Spot Radio needs a media table.
Exactly.
Even
that's
at churches. I go to church that. I said, hold on. I'm glad y'all want me to come here and promote and showcase and all that stuff, but being that you're not paying me for this event, I need a media table where I can be able to set up and promote and get names and numbers. And on the back of my business card, it has an appointment part where they can walk and write in their name and stuff and the appointment and date that I'm going to call them. Easy, right then and there. I'm all about the knowledge, man.
That makes a lot of sense right there, you know. Right now, we just had an event last night. I was just so upset because I'm like, oh, my gosh, like the person that was supposed to bring our camera, that was supposed to catch our footage for our performance did not show up. And, you know, it was I'm getting to the point where I'm so fed up with those type of situations now. I'm like, I need somebody that's going to be here at all the events and do it. Otherwise, you know, I do have to have my own high-def camera. So, you know, that's a good idea that you said because I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to get me a good camera from, you know, to pretty much catch the footage of some of these events, you know, coming up. So I'm like, I definitely want to do that, you know, because it's real devastating when you have a good event, you know, and then you don't even have the footage for it, you know.
You're right. And you did all that work. And nobody can see it. Only the people that was there. You want people to have a visual of you with just you hearing my voice, see me working. And it's a really good camera because it's one of those handy cameras. It's one of them handy cams. So, girl, I can fit it right into my little pocketbook if I want to. It's like a little 22. You know what I'm saying? Like
not to cut you off, but what's the name of your camera?
The camera is, let me go grab it up. It's like two little 22s put together. That's how much the weight. That's the weight on it. So, let me check them out. It's Sony. The brand of it is Sony, and it has a code on here that says DCR-SR47. And it says Sony Handycam.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's a Sony Handycam. So it has 60x optimum zoom, and then it has up to 45 hours. And it comes with this cute little charger, again, that can fit in my purse, which is lightweight. And I can just plug it right then and there. It looked like a it's as big as a makeup bag, y'all. Real talk.
Yeah, I just pulled it up online right now. I'm checking it out. That's dope right there. Yeah, that's what I need, something small like that. You like how the outcome is of it, the quality of your video footage?
I love the quality of my video footage. Matter of fact, I recorded some of my son, so I will download it for you. And by tomorrow evening, I will kind of like send you a link so you can check out the footage on this guy and decide if, you know, if this is something that you want to invest in. But I went straight to the pawn shop, and if the pawn shop wasn't trying to give me what I wanted because I'm a sexy diva, of course I'm coming up in there smelling good with heels on because I want to pay my price. I don't want to pay yours. But going up, if they didn't have what I wanted, I'd go right to Amazon. Amazon always do me right.
Right. Okay.
So when you're recording, what do you do with the Acer? Like, what do you use with that? When you're in the club recording?
Well, when I'm recording the beginning of the event when people are coming in, you know, and I'm walking up to them, introducing myself, and, you know, I'm asking them about their brand and letting them know, well, we're filming live right now. Diva Spot ENT is filming live. Let the people know about you and what you got going on. And it got a camera on it too, ladies. This not only records, but it takes pictures. So after I'm talking to him, I'm like, you know, thank you for your time. You know, I definitely want to give you some flyers and whatnot. And being that, you know, we're networking and that you're supporting Diva Spot Radio, can I take a picture with you holding up my flyer or a T-shirt or something like that?
Okay. And, Ladrina, that's what you were talking about, like, in the beginning, like, you know, it's like when Star Mob's going to get bigger and when the website is down where we can all go and, like, host live events and you stream or whatever, you know, live events locally, you know what I'm saying? That's what you were talking about, and that would be really nice. that equipment.
Yes, ma'am. I love that. You know, it's just I get more of a drive out of doing that, an adrenaline rush going out there and hitting people up, you know what I'm saying, and seeing
mm-hmm.
what's going on with these events, you know. And I mean, I get offered a lot to host different events. That's why I'm like, I want to be able to do that and let everybody see what's going on around me and the type of events that I attend, because I attend, like, at least 3 events a week, you know. So I would like to get more footage. I'm sitting over here harvesting footage as well, you know what I'm saying, because I've been getting a lot of footage, like, since from the summer up until now, of a lot of different artists' performances and, you know, different things like that, you know, as for some of the independent artists that actually become guests on the show. I do that too. So I'm like, I really like to support and show visualness of the interviews that I do, you know, and I want everybody to do that, you know, because it gives
mm-hmm.
it gives the artist more of feedback, you know what I'm saying, and it shows that you have a great dialogue with the artist that you're connected with. It shows that you have dedication to what you do, you know. Plus, it gives your station a chance to shine, you know. It makes more people want to tune in.
Right.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, we watch right now. You know what I'm saying? That everybody want to get in front of the camera.
Yep.
Everybody want to shine. You just want to be seen.
That's real. That's where you get your free radio drops at, too.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly where you get your free radio drops at. You definitely right about that. But, you know, branding, and this is what we're doing. We're branding ourselves, and, you know, we're also giving a lot of support to the artists. But sometimes, and this is a thing for women, we forget about us. We forget that, you know, we not only here to support the artists and put them on board and, you know what I'm saying, to showcase their music and showcase their talent, but we forget to promote ourselves and let people know who we are. You know, I never really want to be in a shadow like that. I don't mind taking the back seat, but I really don't want to be, you know, in your shadow. I'm not going to be jumping all in front of the camera like, yeah, Diva Spot Radio. No, I wait till I'm giving my cue, and then I'll go from there. But what you guys have already established is great. But I was thinking about it as cost-wise and us getting the experience and start recording these events. I like to show up to a building at least 30 minutes, even if I can get the day before, like, you know, the person who's going to have the open the event or whatever, go up in the day before and test my camera, you know, test what shot's this and how far it goes there and where I need to sit this up and this stand at and, you know, where is most likely going to be a good place for me to come live on the show without too much background noise. I know it's going to be some, but not too much. Checking the levels and the qualities of my mic and recording a couple of things and then listening to it later. So just proper preparing, you know, over preparing is always good, because you don't need that frustration in the middle of an event because somebody didn't show up and you going straight to voicemail now. That's horrible.
That's real. That's good info right there, you know. Definitely having your events covered, you know. That right there is so important, you know. Don't depend on the people that's with you to do it. Do it yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody can take care of you like you. I had to learn that the hard way. Nobody can take care of you and your brand like you, because you the person that know what's going on. You the person that knows what to tweet, what to promote, what's coming out next. Where you going to be performing at, where you going to be live at. You know yourself, you're just directing other people. So I like to, like, put myself in it. I like to be able to work all the positions, but I can't do it all. But I really like the learning experience about it. You know, being the person that's filming, or being the person that's opening up and introducing, or being a person that's interviewing, and those things we add on to our resume and to our audio and video resume too. You know, a lot of people now who's tuned in to artists and entrepreneurs and businesses, the first thing they say is what is on YouTube, or, you know, what they on Twitter, or they got a website. They're looking for audio. We got a lot more audio and visual learners in the 2000th century. That's just it. Nobody really reads like that anymore. They just scamming through. They just looking for keywords and a link, and that's it.
Yeah. That's the truth up there. Those keywords are important, though, like you said, if you want to be found in the search results, you know.
Hmm.
That's real talk.
I mean, I look forward to networking with you ladies on the other end. We definitely have dropped a lot of jewels for you listeners tonight, and we just thank you guys for listening. We definitely went into overtime, but you take this knowledge and you run with it, you guys. I want to just thank both of you ladies for coming in and tuning in to the show. I will be in contact with you soon, ladies, so we can be able to have, like, a conference call and do our thing and work on some ideas. I'm definitely interested. You know, you guys got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Sure. I'd like to just give a shout-out to you for allowing us to stay on your show. You know, I definitely got mad respect for you and everything that you're doing for the independent artists that's on the grind, you know, and definitely I can connect with you because I support them as well. Shout-out to my whole team, you know what I'm saying, and affiliates out there that's listening in, that's doing what they do. So West, you already know, DJ Critic that's doing his thing. My whole Star Mob family, Angels Playmates, and everybody that supports my music. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep doing your thing out there, and that's what it is.
Yeah, and I definitely want to shout out you, too. I had met you earlier today in Grindhard Radio, and I did tell you, I didn't know you was going to be on tonight, actually, but I have found you, and definitely enjoyed the show since I tuned in. And I want to shout out Ladrina. You know what I'm saying? I'm on her radio station. I don't know if you know that or not, but I'm on Star Mob Radio Tuesdays and Saturdays, every other Saturday. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Pretty much it.
That's definitely what's up. I'm pulling up Star Mob Radio right now. I definitely want to listen to the show tonight, you know, as I take my night down. But I'm just, you know, thankful that we got a chance to network, and I look forward to, you know, seeing you ladies succeed and have a lot of success in the future, man. And you guys are already on point, so I got to thank you for coming through. You welcome back anytime. I'm pretty sure we're going to network and come up with topics and ideas that, you know, impact the community or impact the world, just not going with the fad. It's your girl, Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you tune in and tell a friend. Hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Remember to keep God first, family second, and career third. We out of here.
Hey.